That's right. Ha. Motivation music. Motivational episode. Falco Brothers. Grown Man Movement. Sean Connery. Eddie Sinatra. New York City.
Gotta get it every day. Stand up. Wanna see a lifetime. You gotta put it down. You gotta hustle. You gotta walk that walk and truck that.
Like a hurricane, I'ma break through.
Yes.
Money's the skyline, stepping on these dunes. On the 30th floor, the aqua blue view. Ruby cufflinks and bags by Brinks. Walking through steel bars, shooting down stars. I'm light speed and next stop Mars, baby.
Get it every day, baby. Get it every day.
Listen. Yes. I'm doing it my way on a Friday. Hit the sky on a highway in my local tri-state.
Woo.
Got a text that read 250 in the 8. God damn, it feels so great. Some killer type shoes with a royal attitude. And everybody knows that I'm headed for the good life. OC.
You gotta get it every day.
Stand
up. Wanna see a lifetime. You gotta put it down. You gotta hustle. You gotta walk that walk and truck that truck. Get it every day, baby. Get it every day. You gotta hustle.
Yes.
Hustle.
Move.
Baby, white gloves if you get killed, man. Look into my eyes.
You're listening to Super Force, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV.
Wow. Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Minutes after six, but however, we are in motion.
Yes, we are. And
yes,
you know what?
What's that?
It's Friday, and it's Fish Fry Friday.
We
bought a little something down for our guest today. And I think they're going to think that's well worth it.
All right,
you have your fried fish today waiting for you.
All right. Nice. We'll get you the fried fish. But, yes, TGIF is Friday.
Yes.
Super Force Radio in effect. I'm your host, Eddie Lamont, the pace setter. And right next to me is...
Tasha Osset, the divine feminine.
Oh, man, and my man, Big...
Y'all like that?
I like that.
My man, Big Teasy. Yeah, a little. I don't think they could have heard me as clear. So thank you to the engineer. I pushed the mic a little closer, and you know what? I can hear myself now. That's tight, right? So, Super Force Radio,
and here we are,
Bobby Buck. Peace and love, Bobby Buck. What up? And here we are, SkidRowStudios.com, and tonight you can call in if you want to. What's the 1-800? You know, I never had the 1-800 number. And of course, it's 800-893-9562. Maybe if I take off these shades, I might have been able to see that.
That big number up there.
Yeah, that big number up there. You know, and so here we are. But, you know, before we begin, I like to say peace to the gods and the earths. You know, I like to say hallelujah, amen to my Christian family, right? Islam. To the Moors throughout the cosmos, right? Assalamu alaikum to the Nation of Islam and all the Muslims that walk the face of the earth, right? And peace and love to my loved ones, the Bloods, the Crips, you know, however you're doing your thing, we all are one at the end of the day, right?
Yes.
And so here we are on Super Force Radio, right? The place where we take complex truths and simplify them so that a baby can understand them, right? And that's the beautiful thing, because we're here to discuss everything that makes a difference in our lives. And we have some incredible guests that's sitting before us right now. I mean, a straight connection to Hollywood, straight connection to getting your house done right. And but before we get into that, wow, so many things has occurred since the last time we appeared during this show.
Yeah.
Is that not correct?
That is so true.
So what's going on, Tasha? Talk to me.
Oh, I am just doing me. I'm feeling good. I couldn't wait till Friday so we can get together and all vibe and with our wonderful guest that we have with our panel joining us today. I mean, I just want to absorb this energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Congratulations on this show. I mean, this is our show, but I have to look at you and say, you know, thank you for keeping me motivated and bringing the facts and just bringing a beautiful, smart, well put together show.
Do you know how much that means to me?
Really?
Hey, check this out.
Oh.
That means a lot, you know.
Thank you.
You know, because I know that I can be rigid.
Yes.
At sometimes.
Yes.
When it comes to accomplishing the task, right? But sometimes these ingredients are needed to accomplish the task. So, you know, please, you know, don't get upset
you
with
are
just know
a,
that the numbers on the check.
You're a perfectionist.
They're correct at the end of the day.
He's a perfectionist, you guys. You know,
so, you know,
we need that.
Ooh, I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Coming.
You know, there's a brother I want to thank too, mm-hmm. and this brother is incredible, and I want to thank Bobby too, because you know Bobby invited us out to this incredible venue. As a matter of fact, you know, Bobby is the focal point of what's going on here for us today, and I thank God for individuals like Bobby and Jeremy. Yeah. Who fully get it and understand what it is we are attempting to do here. And that means a lot to me. And along with that, I want to say thank you to Melvin Ishmael Johnson.
Yes.
You know, and doing what he does over there at Tech Wednesdays at the Vortex, which where we meet up, you know, at the first Wednesday of every month to discuss how we can take our game to the next level. And that was a beautiful meeting. There was some brilliant speakers there. For the first time, I met Nestor, you know, who has a show here at Skid Row Studios.com as well. And he brought forth some brilliant facts on how to elevate your game. So peace out, Nestor. Peace, Melvin. I know you're watching. I want to say peace and love to the Ayatollah. And don't forget June 19th in Compton. It's Dre Day, baby. And, of course, we'll be out there. And Super Force Radio is a firm supporter of that movement straight out of Compton.
One thing I can say about the people here at Skid Row, they are more than just talk. They are about it. They put in work. They're out there with the people. They're feeding. They're politicking, they're protesting. It's about action here, and so I'm glad we're here with them. So shouts out to Skid Row Studios.
Shouts out to Skid Row Studios.
I'm putting the work in.
Yeah. You know, that more than just talk, that sounds familiar. Where did I hear that from?
I don't know. It's all a blur.
You know, my man Biggie said, it was all a dream, right? But here we are, live and direct. And another man said, time never was when man was not. So I guess we wasn't late today, right?
Right.
Psych, we was. All right. We were late, man.
Oh, boy. We're late and happy, though. I mean, look at, they're smiling. They're happy. Are you all enjoying us right now? We're just making you all feel comfortable and good. That's what I'm talking about. And they got some fish. I'm going to keep going back to that fish. You're like, the fish is the reason why you're late, but.
Hey, you know.
I believe in customer service.
Customer service?
And Fish Fry Fridays.
You know, there's another announcement I would like to make. The last time we were on the show, we spoke about several things. And one of them that we spoke about was this event called Peace Day that's supposedly going on over there in Compton. And I would like to let our viewers and our listeners know that we, the Super Force organization, are no longer connected to that organization. So, you know, things happen, things occur. And so we want to wish them the best over there.
Peace to Peace Day.
Peace to Peace Day and whatever it is they're doing over there. But we are no longer involved with that. So moving right along.
Moving right along.
Moving right along to the next episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, there's this incredible sister that I had met not too long ago. And you're connected to this sister. And to me, I think she's definitely a spiritual being, right? And she's doing some incredible things out there in Hollywood, you know?
Yes.
And she did a powerful skit on the Arsenio Hall show that grabbed a couple of people's attention while the hair rose on the back of their neck. I don't know why, but I loved it, and I think she's brilliant, you know?
Not only that, I mean, she's been in quite a few amazing movies and worked alongside some many brilliant actors and actresses. She's been in the game maybe about 10 years, and not only is she an actress, she is a songbird, songstress.
A songstress.
She is a writer.
A writer.
And come to find out, she has producing talents.
Producing right, talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Karen McLean.
My name is Karen, and I'm glad to be here on Skid Row.
On what?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing? What up, Wendy?
Isn't that voice amazing?
Like more so like
angelic,
piercing. Yes.
No, it's a little deeper than angelic. What is the?
I mean,
a little deeper than angelic.
Yeah, it's not angelic.
Why did
it's
not
more
say
like
the devil was angelic.
Deeper
I don't know.
Than angelic.
Yeah, it's a little bit deeper than that.
Right. Heavenly.
Nah, that's too light.
Oh man! All right, like more
cosmic.
So like. Yeah.
Galaxy. The galaxy.
Yeah, galaxy. Cosmo. Yeah.
Etherocentric.
What's up, Karen?
Ah, you know.
What it do?
Oh, it do. You, I'm feeling all blackificent and wonderful up in here.
Oh, really?
I love that.
Karen McLean.
Yes.
What is going on with you?
I tell you, I've been in the game, like you said, about 10 years.
We'll put them on hold.
We on hold? Oh, hello. We on
hold? No, we had a caller. We have a caller that wants to chime in.
Oh, well, chime on in.
A friend of Mr. Timothy's.
Whoa! Somebody want to talk to Tim?
Oh, man, everybody want to talk to Tim?
Didn't even know Tim was in here. I was going to introduce this man. Like,
you know,
guess who is in the house today? Tim.
Exactly. Tim's in the
Arts.
Building.
Timmy's
right
in the house.
Well, yes, actually. But,
so the surprise is ruined. Yeah, the surprise is ruined. So we're going to carry on. And you hear that voice? That's Tim over there. We're going to carry on, and we're going to proceed with Karen right now, and then we're going to take it over to Tim since this.
Oh.
Fans and loved ones are calling.
Okay, yeah.
Tim is hot, man. Tim is hot.
Over there looking like a Denzel Washington.
Okay.
You sure that's not Denzel over there?
I'm Denzel yesterday. Mr. Tim is Denzel today. Wow.
He was Eric Benet
you
yesterday.
Tomorrow, man. Oh, tomorrow, the rest of the year, man.
Thank you, my brother. Okay. Thank you. So what's going on, Karen?
Oh, I thought you was serious. He's about to pass the mic.
This your shine, girl.
Oh, this my shine. Girl. Hey, y'all. I've been in the biz about 10 years, and I guess maybe two of those years, it was kind of slow there for a minute. I stepped out, you know, took care of myself, you know, spiritually, socially, all them little things.
Okay.
And I'm stepping back up. You know? Right
Hollywood
now,
needs you right now, right?
Yeah, Hollywood need me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need me in all kinds of ways.
Mm.
Especially spiritually.
Oh, that's right.
You know, keep on going. I'm listening.
Okay.
May I add that Karen, Karen McLean, Karen, me and her attend the Karass Unity Center.
That's right.
Shouts out to the Karass Center.
Shout out.
And sister have grown so much spiritually, learning so much, helping assist with teaching classes and many different things like that, and also perform there. So, I mean, just me watching you grow, I mean, I'm just loving the woman that you evolved into.
You know what I mean?
You're just putting your thumbprint everywhere, and I just see you, I just seeing you flourish all the time.
Yes. Give thanks.
And I know you have something coming up. I don't know if you can talk about it or not, but
I really can't go too much into detail, but
I won't tell them you said anything.
You know, some secret stuff, man.
I won't tell them, even though we're in 150 countries, I'm not gonna say nothing. Trust me.
150 countries.
We won't mention the name of
the show. It's HBO series. And just got it. So I'm looking forward to participating in that.
Wow. Now, on the beginning of the show, you did say we were friends, right?
Yeah, we definitely homies.
Yeah, say no more.
Beautiful.
But I'm glad and excited, you know, those that time off. getting my head in check and body in check. And,
wow.
You know, was really good for me. So I'm stepping out, you know, and stepping out with a bang, you know, already working. And it's a blessing. I'm working very closely with Miss Tasha Ossett.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We got some music that we've written and produced, and man, this chick is off the chain. I'm just blessed to be in your presence.
Girl, just tell the truth. Keep on telling it. That was a tear of an angel falling.
Ah, wonderful! Mm-hmm. I love the angels. Right. Watch over me.
But angels aren't deep, so.
Angels not deep.
I thought they were.
Well, she's about to cut your throat the way she looked at you.
We said angelic, you know. Okay. I'm not starting trouble, am I?
Okay, I feel it.
Angelic. You know, we said angelic in your piece, so, you know.
Angelic, ancestors, whatever
well, you
want
to call it. We're into signs and tying things together and speaking and of doing so. Mm. Next to you is an actor.
Awesome. There's brother right here.
I've had the pleasure to meet.
Yes.
Last Friday. Mm. Was that last Friday?
Thursday.
Yes, at the Black Box Theater.
Yes, inside the Black Box.
It was the most moving experience I've had as a performer. It was really small and intimate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're always performing at venues. We rock the house at the venue and to be all up in the club and stuff. Right, you know what I mean? In different places. Right. But to be an actor, an actress, and on stage commanding, that's power. You're up. It's just like... I can't explain it. It's just, it gave me chills.
Yeah.
And so I had the pleasure to meet him, and I was just blown away. I've seen you in so many shows. I'm like, I know this guy. Yeah. I've seen him, right? Shows and television. I'm like, okay. But to see you up close and personal doing your thing, brother, you are brilliant. Please introduce yourself.
Yes.
Oh, I'm Tim Starks, S-T-A-R-K-S.
Did I say Sparks?
Kill me later.
It's okay. I just did something the other day. Matter of fact, the same day of the show, as you know, we were preparing for the show, I got called to do something.
Do you do voiceovers too?
No, but I used to do radio. I started in radio.
Okay, yeah, I know your voice too from somewhere. Okay.
I started in radio, but I got called to do a show and. In the trailer, I told the guy, I'm looking at the contract, and I said, on the contract, it says Tim Starks, but I guarantee you, on the trailer, it's going to say Sparks.
Oh.
We walk over to the trailer, and sure enough, it says Sparks. He was like, don't tell me about that. I said, man, it happens all the time.
Wow.
Don't get my name right, baby.
But, you know, as long as they sign it right on the checks, we good, right?
Right.
So you can call me whatever you want.
So tell us about your career a little bit. What works have you done? Give us some accolades.
I've done some television shows, some films. Mm-hmm. The latest film I was in was the Palo Alto, which was that was directed by Gia Coppola, Francis Ford Coppola's granddaughter, and I forgot his name. He was in it, but also Val Kilmer's son was in it, and it's kind of cool to get a job like that where, you know, you just get called on the phone and say, hey, are you available to work? Because so-and-so said you were good.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and then before that, I was in The Bling Ring, which was Sofia Coppola's film. So, you know, big ups to the Coppolas for putting me down on some films.
Right.
And so that's what I've worked on lately. And other than that, just still plugging away doing, you know, Inside the Black Box, which was something that me and this other brother, T. Flack, put together. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do something, you know, and... we wanted to give an opportunity for us to, you know, come have a place to go perform our art.
Right.
You know, and so we came up with this. It was great that the Elephant Theater, the Lillian Theater, they offered the space to us. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I mean, you all came out and blew people away. I mean, with, you know, they did the So Many Tears, 400 years.
Wow.
And it was funny because the blessing, you're talking about signs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This whole time we're putting this show together and it's, you know, going to be fun and comedy. And I'm like, but there's so much stuff going on right now. What piece do we have? And then you guys came out there with that. I said, thank God.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and you probably saw the post on my Facebook where, you know, a friend, and I'm saying this to make a point when I say he's white or Caucasian, only to make this point where he said he was at home watching the Clippers game and he wasn't going to go out.
Right.
But something told him to come out to the show.
Right.
And he talked about that piece. Mm. And he said it moved him so much. And he was so happy that he came out. And so, you know, him and I used to have conversations before about differences.
Right.
And he got it when he came to the show.
Wow. Sometimes.
He said, man, it was so moving. And so he was blessed to be there. So it was all great signs. Wow. And we were all blessed to have you all there. And especially Kayren, who I've been looking for.
What up, Kayren?
Who I've been looking for. Do I have time to tell you a little story about Kayren?
Oh, my gosh.
So this is what happened with Kayren. So one day I was walking out. Years ago, I was walking down on Lancashire in Magnolia by this theater. And this guy comes out. He says, hey, are you an actor? I said, yeah. He said, are you a singer? I said, yeah. He said, good, we're doing a musical here. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
And I remember I went in and auditioned for the musical. And they said, well, you weren't the best singer, but we thought you were the best actor. So we're going to bring you in and get you some lessons.
Wow.
And Kayren was in that musical. It was called Red River Off the Chain.
Wow.
And the important thing about that is we got to a point where the entire cast of how many was in there? 20?
Yeah. It was a big cast.
What were they going to do?
Walk out.
They were walking out the show.
Yeah.
Three nights before opening, they were going to walk out.
What?
And the lady that put this together, she was probably 70 or something, and she was like on the Alzheimer's, right?
Right.
On the and I said, you guys can't see. Kayren and I, we sat together. You can't see what's going on here? And she was going through Alzheimer's.
Right.
And, you know, I said, well, I'm not a part of this. And Kayren and I, we stuck together.
Right.
Yeah, and we said, we're not a part of this.
Whoa.
And we walked off, and she was crying. The lady was in tears. She was maybe 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And we said, we're not going to let the show go down.
That's right.
We got us here. I'm going to call people and see what part of the cast we can bring back together.
That's right.
Mm.
And then after that, we just got to start recasting. And we did that, and we put that show on, and it was amazing.
Yes.
And we did it, and we had to bring in, 15 new cast members?
Yes.
And we opened up in 1 week.
Sure. Beautiful.
And L.A. Times was there.
You know, L.A. Times, it was a great show.
It was worth the price of the ticket.
Yeah. If I may, you know, that's beautiful. You know why? You know, some people might have looked at that and said no or gave in or compromised themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But what happened here was something called integrity.
Thank you.
You know what it is, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't care if it's 50 million people that's supposed to, right? Uh-huh. You know what it is, right? So you band and you stand together. It only takes one domino to knock down a billion. I say that a lot.
That's right.
And I thank you for you and Kayren holding hands saying, you know what, later for them, we're going to rebuild this. And when did y'all do it? Within a week?
Oh, we did it within a week. I think was that right? A week, and we opened up in 2 weeks or so. And this lady has been tens of thousands of dollars in marketing and everything.
Talk about the power of will.
Yeah.
The power of will.
Power of Kayren.
And Kayren, and she got me through it. The only thing I said is, I'm sorry.
The reason why I said that, because she's a magnet, you know, and then you're drawn to her, so you're a powerful energy coming, and you all just connecting, and it's like we're all connecting. Everyone is set at this table that people that we come across is just like a learning experience, and we grow spiritually, you know, so, and you know, when she spoke of you, she was just like, you know, my brother, Tim. I mean, it was just the way she spoke of you was just so much passion and so much love.
I remember him.
It's Tim. You know, and the way she talked to you was like a loving child. Like, you know, Tim on the phone. Oh, let me call Tim.
You know, I always said for me, you know, I lost my mom a few years back, and I'm the youngest of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my mom, I said, you know, I just try to do what she would do in those situations. And the blessing is I have a friend of mine who moved to the Philippines, and he said, I'm here because of your mother. And he's doing all kind of work over there. And I say that to say, like, when I try to let that spirit enable me, live through me, you know, my mother's spirit.
Wow.
And it was so amazing when he called me like 2 days ago, that might be him on the phone. And he said, you know, I just thought about it. I'm here because of your mother, because I told him how my mother used to send money to feed the children. My dad used to get upset and say, well, how do you know it's getting there?
Right.
She said, well, the Lord knew where my heart is. I know it's going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So after my mother passed away, I said, well, I'm going to make sure it get there. So 3.5 years ago, I loaded up with some suitcases of clothes and food and went over to the Philippines. And then my boy Derek, he went with me. He said, I want to go with you next time. I said, okay, you better load up some suitcases.
So see you all.
And he moved there, and he lives there, and he's building bamboo homes where everybody gets to eat and
bamboo
everything
homes.
Like that. Yeah.
That's what, wow. Are you familiar with Adobe housing?
Yes, yes, because I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
We talk about some things because it's Adobe housing that's going to help a lot of our people out of this situation.
Yes.
So let's hold that thought right
okay.
there. There's a caller online for Tim Steele. Am I not correct? Yes. Let's put the caller through. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Peace and love, brother. Welcome to Super Force Radio. We know who you are. We know who you're calling from before, brother.
Welcome. I'm calling from the Philippines, brothers and sisters.
The Philippines. Peace and love.
Wonderful.
What's your name, brother? And what type of questions do you have for your brother over here who just introduced you?
I don't have any questions. I'm just joining in the conversation with Timothy and expressing, we're piggybacking on what he just said, the reason why I'm here and the work that this brother has done. I'm retired military, retired back in 2007.
Mm.
And, you know, worked as a logistics analyst after retirement for 6 years. And I just never felt that peace, that sense of serene that I always been looking for in my life. And I resigned my job. I resigned my job, walked away from a ton of money about maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
Mm.
And Tim and I met during my time as a contractor. And I want to say a year after I resigned, I contacted Tim. Well, he told you the story, okay, about the Philippines.
Right.
And ended up over here, and
you can hear roosters in the background.
Yeah, I hear the roosters and everything, man. Totally organic. Totally.
Yeah.
Were you rooting for Pacquiao?
I considered myself.
Did you root for Pacquiao?
Hey, I'm Black American. Ain't nothing changed now. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted. It's only the Philippines, right?
Okay. No, I was just telling a friend the other day. I miss my Black people. Man, I miss you guys. Man, I love you.
We here,
man,
brother.
I can't wait to get back.
That's it.
Yeah, we only an ocean away, brother.
Just an
hour. I know. No. I'm flying back home in July and try to stay about 3 months. But the just a story I want to share with you is that come over here doing good work. Numerous feeding programs, as Tim stated, Bamboo House project, sustainable project, provide two goats, two pigs, and a bamboo home, and a small functional farm to homeless families with children here, so sleeping on the street. I've been kind of criticized about what I'm doing.
Saving lives?
Well, you know, it's a lot you can do back in your own country, okay? And true enough, okay? However, and I'm working on that. I have another project that I'm looking at, teenage travel for urban children to come over here and work on with one of my projects. So that's something that I have in the plans in the near future. However, you don't know suffering until you come to some of these third world countries. I don't know if any of you guys have traveled before. You know, people die from food, okay? Mm. People die because of lack of water. So it's a different kind of suffering over here compared to what's going on in the States. No one is dying from hunger in the States, okay?
Sure,
no one is dying from lack of water in the States. It's just not happening.
So it's not like living in a project experience. It's like a whole another, like you said, third world experience.
Exactly, bingo. I'm from the west side of Chicago, so
I'm from the south side.
Okay. My mom raised 8 kids by herself, 8 children by herself. So I know poverty, you know. So we lived through it.
However, brother, you have a huge calling on your life.
Yeah. Say again.
You have a huge calling on your life, and you're actually living it and doing it by example right now. You just keep on doing. Don't worry about those haters talking about you need to be over here.
The main point I wanted to get at, always consider myself a good man, and I do good. I have a great heart. I always care and love for others. However, when I met this brother, Tim, and we really bond, Tim just makes me look like I'm not doing enough. Right. You're talking about a beautiful brother, Timothy.
Yeah, I can feel his spirit,
You get to know this brother, man. Yeah. You get to know this brother, and he's just unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable, you know. So I can't, I'm so blessed that, that him and I are friends, our best friends, and we have deep conversations. And I just wish him the best. I know he's going through some times, you know, with the acting career and all of that. However, you know, his blessings are on the table.
Okay? Of course.
And they're there because of his heart. Okay.
That's
the
right.
Byproduct of goodness is prosperity.
Yes.
That's a natural byproduct.
You know,
so,
if
sorry.
I may.
Okay, I want to suck, like they tell me, I want to suck the air out the room.
No. You, I mean, this is what it's all about. You know, so actually, when we get a little deeper, you know, basically what we're talking about is the ancient science, you know, that it takes to, like you said, sustain life. You know, so we have to replenish our lives, or like Tasha says, you know, restore ourselves back to what was. And we call it the ancient future. So on that note, hold that thought. We don't want to lose you, but we do want to take a break, and we have another guest that's coming up. And the beautiful thing about what it is we are talking about right now is a form of unification.
Right.
You know, so it starts with each individual as far as standing up and leading by example. And what we do once that occurs is we hold hands, and that's the true form of circuitry. So they use circuitry in electricity, but circuitry meaning that each one of us individually is a circuit. You know, and once we hold hands, that's the circuitry right there. So on that note, let's take a quick break, play a little music, favorite tune of mine's, and we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Super Force Radio, baby, the urban lounge of radio TV. TV, TV. Did I just put an echo?
Yes, you're listening to Super Force, the Urban Lounge of Radio TV, baby.
Hey, haha, we're back. Before we get into our next guest, you know, some shout outs I forgot. I can't forget my peoples from Brooklyn, man. I'm from the 90s, you know, Brooklyn, peace up. The 90Z, my man Brooklyn Vaughn, Pooper Kwan, my man Shorts out there. Yeah, I know you're listening. Get lifted. Mm-hmm. The new shirt's coming your way. And we got a couple of shirts that we'll be giving out and speaking upon later on in the future, right?
Beautiful.
But we have another special guest, and this sister is a powerful sister because she definitely holds the key to many cities, right? Mm-hmm. And she has a beautiful book that's out. And without further ado, Welcome to the show today. Miss Lisa Boeto.
Thank you.
How are you today? Right. And let's talk about this fabulous book that's on the market.
Before we talk about this book, may I add something? I seen a sister a couple of weeks ago in Leimert Park.
Right.
I looked up and I just heard this voice roaring across the stage saying, "This is what we need and for our children." And you know, she was just going in and there was so much passion. And it was like, it was like a movie. I had to look across and like, who is that?
She was
so captivating and strong. What does she have? What is she possessing that the world need? Because when I looked at her, that's what I saw.
And
when I looked at her also, I said, who's this baby up here screaming at the top of her voice like this?
The truth?
Yes, exactly. And Miss Carol tapped me and said, oh, yeah, she's holding some keys and some knowledge over there.
Really?
I went over there and I just sat down and I watched her. And she was talking and she was telling me, you know, she was talking on and on about teenagers and real estate and the housing and the market. And I was like, wow, this is so much knowledge. And where was she 40 years ago?
Not born.
No, I'm sorry. 10 years ago.
Well, she's
but
right on
I'm
time.
I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Yeah.
Take it from there. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To the Super Force Show for having me.
Hey, you got it.
Can I get my boom in? Because this is, you know, those who are fighting the real estate one, they know that I come in and I do my boom.
Yeah.
Boom. I like that.
How I get in.
Yes.
So, yes. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yes. I'm actually excited about what's happening right now.
Right.
It's actually, we're making her story and history with this book and this movement that I'm doing. It's actually the first of its kind. It's the first real estate book for the youth.
Right, right.
In the country.
Right. So,
probably in the world.
So, definitely, I have to give credence to, it was never my intention to write a book.
Right.
I've been in the industry for now, I had an anniversary a couple weeks ago. So 9 years in April, actually a couple days before I debuted the book at the Black Writers on Tour exhibit on April 18th.
Right.
And April 18th, we had a phenomenal, phenomenal event, and it was, I mean, we brought the boom.
I was the spoken word artist that won first place.
We
did bring the boom.
Yeah, right. We were doing it. So that was fun. It was the first exhibit, and a lot of folks have been coming up. Actually, what I am excited to see right now is an intergenerational conversation that's happening. I'm getting elders say, can I buy this for my 20-year-old, my 30-year-old? Hmm. You know, although the title is Real Estate 100, The Teen Home Buying Experience, it speaks to the youth. However, what I've done is I've simplified what most would consider a real complex subject matter, which is real estate introductions.
Right.
I went with Real Estate 100 for me because I know in college you would have to take a prerequisite course if you were not up to par.
Right.
If you weren't at English 101, you had to take English 100, the basic.
That's right.
If you weren't at Math 101, you'd have to take the prerequisite Math 100.
And we need the basics.
Oh, you need the basics.
That's
so, so that's what I've done. My daughter actually is named as co-editor, and she was 12 at the time, so about 7th grade reading level. And I handed it to her when I first did it. And I said, you know, take a look at this. You know, can you read this for me? And she said, yeah, this is really great, Mom. But I don't know what this means. I don't know what this means.
Right, right.
So it allowed me to take it back and just kind of water it down, simplify it. And we have the book. And
I have a question for you, right? Because it's for teens. It's for teens. So I'm like, are teens in the position to buy houses where what's in the book would definitely, they would benefit from that? So, and when I saw that, I said to myself, 100 for teens. And my little nephew had wrote me like this incredible letter, you know, via Facebook, listening to the show a couple of weeks ago and how he was interested in what it was that we were doing. But him himself, he's not even 14 yet.
Right.
So when I saw your book and it's addressed, you know, to teens, right? And I'm looking at what my little nephew wrote me.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the language that he used was of, quote unquote, a grown man, right? That means that these quote unquote children are ready to receive.
That's right. And you know, I'm glad you're saying that.
And I call them crystal children. Mm-hmm. And there was a study that was done some time ago that actually showed that 5-year-olds could actually control or run a corporation. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, further on, I'm listening to what you're saying.
And that's a great question, and thank you for asking it, because it's been one that many have posed to me. So are teens buying real estate?
Right.
My question is, are teens going to be teens forever?
No.
They're not going to be 12 and 13 forever.
Right. Excelsior.
One of the things that I refer to, I actually discuss 7 brain implants in the book. In other words, misconceptions. But I term them brain implants because we are programmed as we get older. And certain things in the way we operate.
Right.
And so what I do is I actually break down those brain implants. And it's just like if you were used to a certain type of food, you're groomed to eat that as you get older. So my approach is, because I know our babies are geniuses.
Yes.
And I am such ahead of this. It's just amazing that I can see people are like, really? Do you? Yeah. No, really. They can get this, because when I do my open house listings or my presentations, they're walking in, they're asking me so many questions, opposed to their older counterparts who are just looking at paint, carpet. They're coming in, they're drilling me. And that's inspiring, because that tells me that they are ready for this information, but no one has taken that upon themselves, which goes back to me, thank you, Full Circle. Was never my intention to write the book. It was not feeling like I wasn't doing something. Creative anxiety is what I've learned artists have.
Right.
So what made you write the book?
Creative anxiety.
Oh, okay. So you said,
I didn't wake up and say, I'm going to write a book.
Right.
Actually, I had some months and I felt like there was no food, nothing that I did would satisify it.
Right.
And so finally I journaled, put it away 3 months later, and I started to hear a different chatter. So I really, you know, give credence to that's such a creative, divine message.
And where can we find this book?
You can find it at my website, realestate100.net, and it is now available at barnesandnoble.com.
Barnes and Noble, yeah. Moving up.
Amazon will have it soon.
And so, also they can check your Facebook page out
as well. Facebook page, you can find, the book actually has its own page called Teen Real Estate. So, because that's really a movement, and I'm getting ready to do some exciting things. The East Coast is actually pulling me to do a book tour, and I've already spoken that. This is going to be a national book tour, and I'm excited because the book is not specific to California.
Thank you.
This is an experience, a home buying experience. I don't do process. You want to do process, you can get processed food.
Wow.
But when we talk about money and we talk about what this is about, this is investing, this is emotional, the psyche involved with this, this is an experience.
You know, wow.
You can't lose with that.
4 seconds. 2-1. You know what? We're going to invite you to our next show so we can continue this.
Awesome.
There's a lot of powerful things that you said, and I love the terminology that you're using, programming, things of that nature, because this is a program that we're running off of, and that's what Matrix was all about. Wow. We can't do it all in 60 seconds, people.
Right.
And so what I'm saying is that, Tim, if you're willing to come back, that's cool, too.
Yes, you know, yes, and Karen,
the doors is always open to you.
You're welcome. Okay.
And the brother out in the Philippines, thank you for holding on, brother, but the 60 minutes has expired. Yeah. Karen. Yeah.
And I would like to give shouts out to Impact. He was stuck in traffic. He was trying to make it over here. Impact, you're welcome back on our next show. And also shouts out to my good friend, Michael Wolf, director and producer, for doing your great works in Chirax. I'll have those T-shirts on rocking them next week.
Big Teasy. What up, Big Teasy? What it do? I know you missed this one right here, but next Friday, you know, is another one, and it's all good, and it's 7:01. But, you know, I really want to get back to what Lisa was saying real quick, you know, and you know, Lisa, wow, you know, this real estate thing has to really be discussed, because I know real estate is only dealing with the things that are sitting on top of the land. You know, and not even to talk about that federal lien that you're not told about when you're going into purchasing a home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're breaking through things that we need to know to capture what it is that's truly ours. I want to thank you for that. We need to talk about that. And Tim Starks, not a P, but a T.
That's all right. You know, it's all good,
You know what I mean?
Thanks for having me here.
Y'all come out and support the Black Box every Thursday.
We do it once a month, so we may do a show on May 23rd. We're waiting to see because the Fringe Fest is going on right now, so we may have to hold it off till July.
All right, beautiful. Anything that we can do to support that situation to keep the doors open.
Yeah, inside the Black Box, Facebook, inside the Black Box.
Even if we need to get our own building to make that Black Box and everything else happen.
Let's do that.
You see where I'm coming
with
that?
Let's do it.
So this is where Lisa comes in.
Absolutely.
You know, right now. But hey, our engineer, thank you.
She's
thank you
awesome.
For the job.
Thank you.
You can carry us out. Super Force Radio, the Urban Lounger Radio TV. I'm your host, Eddie Lamont, the pace setter.
Tasha Ossett, the Divine Feminine.
Oh,
nice.
And we're Super Force
Fridays, baby. Yes. Super Force Radio, the Urban Lounger Radio TV, Excelsior. And may we all continue to have the finer
things in life.
Holla.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Few people become legends in their own lifetime. How many of us in the audience have a favorite Sinatra number? And how many of them are different? Well, that's Sinatra the artist, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about Sinatra the man.
Yeah, it's that pinky ring gleam. Yes, you know what I mean. And at nighttime, that Stan will sing. And at any time, you're lit like a bing. Nah, I'm just saying, when them hands start playing in that word spill, got them on still with those crushed grapes straight from the bill. And I'm convinced when they saw my hands on my chin, like, run and tell a friend, yep, look, that's him, I'm Louie. And every hustler walks with a limp, whether it's word game or hearts with a skip. Cut so extra, color exquisite, clarity clear, goddamn, who is this? The ballad there with velocity of a layer, and if I choose to move from here to there, I swear, no time off the dial, contrary.